This is an NBC News special report, Hurricane Ian. The sheriff of Lee County, Florida, says there have been over 800 rescues and 42 confirmed deaths following Hurricane Ian.
As always, the safety and security of our residents is primary and number one, and we will have that.
Sheriff Carmine Marceno gave that update today at a news conference in the hard-hit Fort Myers area. He urged people to stay off the streets as crews work around the clock to check on residents, restore power, and make sure everybody has food and water. President Biden will visit Florida on Wednesday to survey the extensive damage and check on federal relief efforts. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is putting Hurricane Ian in historical perspective as recovery efforts are ongoing. Speaking on Sunday, he called Ian a 500-year flood event. DeSantis said a lot of areas still have significant flooding days after the storm made landfall. The governor noted continuous progress on getting power back for residents. Officials have confirmed hundreds of rescues after Ian left extensive damage. The death toll in Florida has surpassed 70. This has been an NBC News special report, Hurricane Ian. I'm Chris Garagio.